2 Timothy 2:19. Let us take heed to our hearts, how we hear. These are God's words. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal: the Lord knows who are His. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Since the reading of God's word. Ezekiel, whose foundation stands?
God's
foundation stands. And what kind of foundation is it, Victoria? How firm is that foundation? So nevertheless, can you help us, John? What kind of foundation? Beatrice, what kind of foundation?
A solid foundation.
Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God, what does it do, Victoria?
Daddy.
No, it doesn't, Daddy. Well, what, honey? Oh, you can't find the passage?
Where is it?
2 Timothy 2:19.
No. She's in the wrong page.
Okay.
2:19 is right over here.
John, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God, what does it do? Verse 19.
19 is on the next page.
What does it do, Carissa?
Stands.
Okay, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands. And what does it have, Victoria?
A seal.
It has a seal. And what is the first part of the seal, John? Emmett?
The Lord knows those who are His.
The Lord knows who are His. What is the second part of the seal, John?
And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Very good. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. There's a footnote on Christ, and if you look in the margin, this is one of those times where the Greek basis of the New King James is incorrect. You don't have to worry about what the NU says. That stands for Nestle Aland UBS, which is the critical text, which is just a hodgepodge of recently discovered manuscripts that have not been used in the church throughout the ages. But you notice that M there, if you follow the footnote, that means the majority text that refers to the Greek text that has been used throughout the ages. And the majority text says the Lord. So it is, let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Cassidy, we heard in the sermon yesterday, and we saw many examples throughout the Bible, that the Lord knows those who are His actually means what? Remember, one of the examples was Abraham, where God says of Abraham before...
those who are called...
it means the Lord has chosen, right? So when He says about Abraham, for I have known him, that he might blah blah blah, it means I have chosen him. So, who can tell me what general concern and specific concerns, one or the other or both, Timothy had that Paul has been addressing, or Timothy would have, that Paul has raised raised a point about in the preceding verses? What would Timothy have been worried about?
He was worried that false teachers were going to... And that believers were going to unbelief?
Sort of, right? So, two things because of the false teachers. One, he'd be worried that the church was going to fall apart. And the other, specifically with particular individuals, he'd be worried that they would depart from the faith. They would turn out to have only appeared to be believers. And so this solid foundation of God, the apostles saying, yes, these things are happening. The false teachers, Hymenaeus and Philetus, are preaching. But the foundation of God stands, just as Ezekiel told us, that the foundation is from God himself. The foundation is not from us. That's the temptation that we have, isn't it? If we feel like the church is going to fall apart, or if we're worried about our own faith falling apart, we tend to look to ourselves. We tend to want to come up with our own solutions, our ideas of how to stop that from happening. And that is not where the scripture takes us. It takes us to God. And yes, what he has done, and also what he makes us able to do, and what he causes us to do. So, the foundation is of God. And you remember, he gave us three things that seals do. What's one of them? Seal prevents...
Prevents tampering.
Good, Carissa. Seal prevents tampering, like the seal on the stone at Jesus' tomb. So a seal is also a mark of, and it marks two things. One, it was a mark of ownership. Okay, whose seal is this? And he gave as an example... you remember Haman had Ahasuerus' seal in the book of Esther. And that put his name on it. And the emperor would take ownership. And a seal also is a mark of not just of ownership, but authenticity. So he has given us this seal to know that his work cannot be messed up, friends, tampering. To know that it is his, that he owns it, and to identify those particular works which genuinely belong to him, so that we can know who are those about whom we can know that the work will be done and that God himself owns the work as his. So, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands having this seal. The Lord knows, and just as in the content question time, Cassidy answered well, the Lord has chosen those who are his. If God has determined who is going to belong to him, and he's determined that from outside of time, what could possibly happen within time to change his mind? He decided it before time began, if you can even use that word about time and eternity. He decided it from all eternity. So that's the first part of the seal, the election of God. That it comes, the source of it is in God alone. That eternal election that we have in Christ. The second seal, and this is a particularly a seal by which he brings about that which he has planned. And this is a seal that in every one of us is how he demonstrates that you are one that belongs to him, that his work in you is authentically his and not a fake Chinese knockoff. Not that Chinese people can't be his too. Of course, there are many who are genuine believers. But not a fake knockoff. The way you can tell a truly chosen and being saved person from a knockoff is that everyone who names the name of the Lord genuinely, rightly, does what? They depart from iniquity, right? Because the same Christ who died for us, and in him we are justified by only by what he did. We're not justified at all by our sanctification. We're not justified at all by our growth in holiness. But that same Christ, whom we trust in, he brings everyone he died for to faith. And he produces in everyone that he died for holiness. It is impossible that the Lord Jesus would die for someone and that person not be brought to faith. Even the faith is a gift that Christ has earned for those for whom he came to die. He laid down his life for his sheep. And he says he will take us in his hand. You remember the illustration of Jesus that Jesus himself gives in John chapter 10. That he holds tightly with his hand to all of those sheep that he lays his life down for and takes his life up again. And that his Father also is holding tightly with his hand to all of those sheep that Christ lays his life down for and takes his life up again. And Jesus says, no one can ever take them out of my hand. No one can ever take them out of my Father's hand. Well, he also does something else. Let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Part of what he does in holding on to us with his hand, part of what he does in making sure that we will see him and we will be with him, is he makes us to be like him. He produces in us that holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Now Jesus has means by which he makes us holy. He doesn't just speak a magic incantation and we suddenly in a moment become holy. What are some of the means of grace we call them? Because it is his grace that produces the holiness. What are some of those means?
The sacraments.
Yes, the sacraments. The reflecting upon our baptism, that strengthening of faith that God, for which God has given us baptism. Preaching, of course, is the primary, the queen of all of the means of grace. Other uses of the Bible too, of course. Reading the Bible by yourself. What we're doing now, reading and explaining the Bible in family worship. Turning over in your head, thinking about what you have read, what you have heard in family worship, and especially what you have heard in the preaching of the Word on the Lord's Day. It's one of the reasons why we review every Monday the sermon from the previous day in our family worship. So preaching and the sacraments, and there are other means that God uses that he's described in Scripture. The fellowship of the saints, our admonishing one another, is one of those means. Prayer, remember what we were thinking about yesterday when we were talking about wanting to love the Lord more, and we sang What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and we noticed that that song about prayer follows the logic of Psalm 116, verses 1 and 2. I love the Lord because He has heard me. The Lord gives us prayer so that we can have fellowship with Him, so that we can see how He listens to us, so we can see how He responds to us, and He uses that to stir up the love in our hearts towards Him. So prayer is a means of grace as well. So when it talks about having this seal, and the second part is, let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. One of the things that the Lord gives us that is a mark that says that we are His, and that we will not ultimately fall, even though we should stumble greatly at times in our Christian lives, and that does happen to Christians. One of those marks is that we are being sanctified, that we're making use of these means. The Lord Jesus has appointed these means, and so we will be making use of them. And the Scripture commands us, the Holy Spirit by the Apostle Peter commands us to make our calling and election sure, which means we are commanded to make good use of all of these means. We are commanded to pursue holiness. And then we are commanded, as the Lord grows us in Himself, as we grow in our sanctification, we are commanded to see that as part of how the Lord is sealing us as His, and be strengthened in our assurance that we are those who belong to Him. Each of you is commanded to make use of these means, and each of you is commanded to pursue holiness, and each of you, as the Lord blesses your use of the means, as you grow in grace and love the Lord more and obey Him more, are commanded to respond to that seal that the Lord is giving you by becoming more sure, by becoming sure that you belong to Him. Scripture commands, make your calling and your election sure. Because you do not want to hear, right? Matthew 7. I never knew you, which means I have not chosen you. And how were they to know that Jesus was not the one who had chosen them? Well, because He had not given them the seal. I never knew you, depart from me, you who work iniquity, you who are workers without the law, workers of lawlessness. So lest you hear that at the judgment, say, oh, but Lord, I was in a covenant home, I was in a good church, I learned my catechism, I did all of these things. He says, well, there are many things that you can do that you feel look good, but here's a seal that will be on everyone that genuinely belongs to me, that I genuinely knew, that I have chosen. It's a seal that's going to be on all. They will love me and obey my law. So seek to obey the commandments of the Lord. Any questions in this verse that we were blessed to have preached yesterday? Is that a hand up for a question, Ezekiel, or just okay? Let's pray. Father, thank You for granting to us to hear Your word preached yesterday and to review it again today in our family worship. Thank You that You seal us, that You seal us with the doctrine of election, that the way we ever came to believe in the first place Had to be because you decided to know us, because you chose us. And so we pray that you would use this precious truth as something that strengthens us in our walking with you and in our assurance before you. And we pray also that you would grant to each of us that second seal as well. That you would, by your Spirit, stir us up to make good use of the means that you have provided. That you would use those means to make us holy. And that as you grow us in Christ, you would cause us to grow in assurance as well. Pray, Lord, that you would help each of us and our family to put our sin to death and to love the Word and the sacraments and prayer and all the different ways that you in our life that you use these to give us fellowship with Christ and to grow in his grace. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen.